Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman, and thank you so much for joining me today. Now, today I've got a real treat for you. I'm going to be sharing something, a technique from reflective repatterning that you only normally learn about on a course or if you come to one of our trainings. But I really want to share it with you. And I think maybe it's just because I feel a little bit like I want to celebrate it. This weekend is going to be one of the reflective repatterning courses in London in the UK. And I'll be assisting Chris Milbank on that course. So there's going to be a lot more people now that are going to be learning about reflective repatterning. And I thought, you know what? Why? Let's just spill the beans. Let's just share another method that we use within the technique that can really help you to shift stuff for you and make a difference in your lives. And the thing is, this is a really simple element. It's a really simple technique, as is most of reflective repatterning, to be honest. And today, what I want to talk to you about is how to bust bad beliefs. So what am I talking about? Bad beliefs. Well, these beliefs that you might have that limit you, otherwise known as limiting beliefs, or beliefs that just do not serve you, that hold you back. And we have all have this in our lives. And now let me just sort of illustrate what I mean when I talk about beliefs being bad. You know, if you just think about what a belief isn't fact, it's just a belief. However, we filter our whole experience of living, our whole existence through our beliefs. They are fundamental to the way that we experience the world. And so if we've got beliefs that are literally dragging us down, that aren't serving us, then we can be looking at the world through really a bad pair of glasses that really, they're not going to help us, not going to serve us, hold us back, make us miserable, and really limit the potential that we have to really be as awesome as we can. So let me just illustrate what I mean. You know, if you just think about the phrase, you know, finish the phrase, life is, and we've all heard about what Forrest Gump says in the film, life is a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. Now, what does that say about the attitude of the person that might share that as a belief? Because that is what that is a belief. However, other people might say, oh, well, life is an uphill struggle, or life is a tapestry to be filled with as many colours as possible, or life is fraught with danger. Now, you know, all of those examples I've just given are so different and really give away the kind of attitude that that person has towards life. And if you imagine that your belief about life in general is that it's an uphill struggle, can you imagine how you're going to get up every day and how you're going to look at what is presented to you every day? Whereas if your belief is a life is a tapestry to be filled with as many colours as possible, then you'll be approaching your day with a whole different mindset and a whole different you'll be inviting all these challenges and all these different experiences as a welcome to your life because it's part of the rich tapestry of colours. Whereas if you think that life is fraught with danger or an uphill struggle, you will see those same things as little things that reinforce your belief that life is fraught with danger or it's an uphill struggle. Do you see what I mean? When your belief can really change how you experience the world day to day. So let me ask you this. What kind of limiting beliefs have you got in your life that might be holding you back? And some good examples that I come across all the time with the work that I do with my clients one-to-one are things like this. I'm not good enough. I think that's got to be the big bad boy in the bad beliefs chart, because I think we all have this. I've had this. I still have it to a degree. You know, we all think we're not good enough. And so that holds us back, that saps our confidence, that really feeds lack of self-esteem, self-doubt, all that stuff stems from this real horrid one, I'm not good enough. But you know, we don't have to go hardcore straight away. There are some other ones that are really also quite damaging. You know, things like you have to work hard to be wealthy. Well, you know, actually, maybe you don't. There are some people that are very wealthy that make good money without working 80 hours a week. You know, it is possible to work smarter, not harder. So again, this is just a belief. It's not an actual fact. Or what about being fat is ugly? Fat isn't ugly. But if you think that that's what it is, if you have a belief that being fat is ugly, then if you are overweight yourself, then you will think of yourself as ugly and therefore not desirable. And that is just not the case. However, if you consider the possibility that being fat is anything but ugly, then you will hold yourself in a much different way. And suddenly confidence will be oozing from every pore. And that will come across, and suddenly fat is beautiful. It all changes because of how you believe the fat is being perceived, but most importantly by yourself. So other things, for example, that might be limiting: you have to be outgoing to be confident. Well, that's not true. You know, you can be very quiet, very calm. You can be an introvert and still be incredibly confident. Confidence does not mean being loud and sociable. So again, somebody who might be an introvert might therefore consider themselves to be lacking in confidence, whereas maybe they're not. Maybe they just have a different way of expressing that confidence. Or another one that I get a lot, and this happens a lot with mums: I have to put my family first. And that means, you know, because they have to be a good mum. Being a good mum means putting family first. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. You have to put yourself first, because if you don't look after yourself, you're not in the position to help others. You know, when there's an aircraft that's in difficulty, the first thing they say on the aircraft is put the oxygen mask on yourself first. If you don't look after yourself, you're not in a position to help others. And if you become ill, if you become tired, if you become stressed, if you become downright overwhelmed with all that workload, you are not going to be able to give your best to your family, to your loved ones. And so you do have to put yourself first. So again, so this is just a little handful of some beliefs that could be driving our lives, that could really be holding us back. And so what I want to do with sharing the belief buster, as we call it in reflective repanning, is to help you to not, we're not going to change the belief, but we're going to take the power out of it. Because what we're not about here in terms of using reflective repanning is not about changing beliefs. There are some techniques out there that I'm not going to name that will change a belief. And that can be quite manipulative. That's not necessarily a good thing to do. If you're working with a practitioner that will tell you that they will change your belief, then I would urge you to question whether you're working with the right person. Because who is a practitioner that you're working with? Who are they to say what your belief should be? The only person who has any right to decide what your beliefs are is you. And so the best thing that we can do is take the power out of a belief, and that gives you freedom, choice, and flexibility. And that gives you the freedom to decide whether or not you want to keep this belief, choice in what you want to believe in, and flexibility to change or stay, increase or decrease your belief. And that means we're basically, as we talk about a lot on this podcast, is we're talking about creating neutrality, where if we bring you to a place where you feel a bit, little bit more nearer neutrality around your belief, that gives you that freedom, that choice, and that flexibility to decide whether or not this belief is indeed serving you. You feel less attached to it, so therefore you're thinking, well, hang on a minute, what am I doing? I'm crazy thinking this. This is not helping me at all. So yes, I'm going to ditch it. Actually, what I think is more better, you know, what's going to serve my life better is this instead. And then you have a choice to choose a belief that's right for you. So this is what this technique will do to you. It will help to take the power out of the belief, to give you that choice, that freedom, and that flexibility. But let me warn you, this will have an effect on your belief. Change will happen. So do not take this, what I'm going to share with you, lightly. Okay. Now, so how do you do this? What do you need to do? Listen very carefully. This is very, very simple. You might want to grab a notepad and paper to write this down, even though it's very straightforward. So first of all, identify the limiting belief that you want to work with. So for example, being fat is ugly. You know, you might want to start with something like that. Whatever it is, you know, brainstorm those beliefs that you think are holding you back. The great way to figure out what these beliefs are is if you are, you know, if you need to do something and you come up with a load of excuses why you shouldn't go ahead and do it, then often those excuses are your limiting beliefs. So that might be a good place to start. But take the belief that you want to work with. And then what you need to do is go through a number of phrases that really start to bust this belief. Now, if you've been following the podcast and you've got our download of the 5-step process, you'll know that we're big fans of the law of opposites. And that means switching between opposite positions with regards to the issue. So if you've been using the 5-step process, you'll know that we talk a lot about love and hate. Now, because we're not using that kind of technique, what we're going to be doing instead is pushing between opposite ends of believing in something and not believing in something. But we're going to be pushing it to further extremes of either end of that. So if that's confused you, let me just tell you what I mean. So let's use the fat is ugly as an example. So first of all, you will say, while your hands are in the tat position, and again, if you don't know what the tat position is, then go to our website at the homepage at headtrash.co.uk and grab the 5-step process that's free and available for you. And you will have all the instructions there in terms of what to do with your hands to get the tat position. So while your hands in the tap position, you say, I believe that being fat is ugly. I believe that being fat is ugly. And you repeat that for a while until you feel, you know, maybe for about 2 minutes or something. And then you say the opposite to that, which is I disbelieve that being fat is ugly. Now, the reason I'm using disbelieve instead of don't believe is because your subconscious doesn't recognize negatives. So we don't want to use the word don't. So we're going to be using disbelieve instead. So then you say, I disbelieve that being fat is ugly. And then you sit with that for 2 minutes. And then the next level is we're going to make it a little bit stronger. So you're going to say, I totally believe that being fat is ugly. I totally, and you repeat that for a while. And then you say, I totally disbelieve. And then we're going to go a little bit stronger again. And you might, the next level might be, I 100% totally and utterly and completely thoroughly believe that being fat is ugly. And you can really have fun with this, play with it. You know, the only thing we're doing here is we're going stronger and stronger and stronger. And you might want to do this in 3 or 4 steps. It's entirely up to you. And here I'm doing it in 3. Now I believe, then I totally believe, then I 100% believe, and then I 100% totally, utterly, completely, thoroughly believe. You know, you literally, you do what you want here. It's completely up to you. But the most important things to remember are you go from believe to disbelieve, and then you take it stronger, making sure you do each one in turn. And that is pretty much it. And that's basically, that will enable you to start busting these bad beliefs and take the edge out of them, take the power out of them, which will then enable you to start thinking about what might be a belief that will better serve you in your life. Now, you might also want to back up this work by also taking your belief and applying the 5-step process to it as well. So you might say, I love thinking that being fat is ugly, and I hate thinking that being fat is ugly or believing that fat is ugly. You might want to also hit it from that angle. It's entirely up to you. Whatever you work, you do around this, using the law of opposites, using the tap position, focusing on the belief that you're thinking about, that you have currently, all this will take the power out of it and enable you to increase the freedom, the choice, and the flexibility that you have in your life around this belief. So I hope that this was a useful little bit of insider knowledge for you in terms of using reflective repatterning to start busting through those bad beliefs in your life. But believe me, this, excuse the pun, this really does work, and it really is very powerful. So don't do this without really considering that you are going to start making big shifts in the way that you think and approach things. because this does have a very noticeable effect in terms of how you're thinking. Now, if you do go ahead and have a go with this, then do let me know how you get on. If you have any questions, you know where I am. Email me at hello@headtrash.co.uk. I get back to everybody on email, so please don't hesitate to email me and ask me if you have any questions. And as ever, if you would like me to help you unpick your head trash here on the podcast, then just email me at that same address again, and we can either do a live chat and, you know, people can hear us having a chat unpicking it, or I could you send me an email with what's going on for you, and I can do it on the podcast as well. I'm happy to do that so that other people who might be going through the same things that you are can hear exactly what you're going through. But also, they're probably thinking, you know what, I've got that too. And by sharing what you're going through, you could actually help other people, because I'm happy to help whoever that really wants to clear their head trash. That's why the podcast is here, to help you to clear your stuff so that you can be the most awesome version of yourself and go on and do awesome things in the world. So don't hesitate to get in touch. This has been Alexa Leachman from The Head Trash Show, and thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next time. Bye. You've just been listening to Alexi Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.